Okay, well, welcome back, everyone. I think that's the longest energy transmission we've done to date. There was a lot of people on the call, and there was definitely a lot of emotion to be released. How did it feel for you, James?
Hey?
How did it feel for you when you were working on everybody?
I know there's a lot of people on the call.
Yeah, there is a lot of people on the call.
It took me a while to clean up to 95%.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. So most of the people are okay.
Awesome. Well, for everybody that's tuning in, we'd love your feedback and our comments. I know that for some people you may have experienced a lot of emotion or crying. I would recommend once I send out the replay, and it will be posted both on my site in the resources section. Actually, on Masterpiece Life will be posted in the clearings and activation section, and on Sifu James's site, it'll be posted in the resources section. I do recommend you downloading it because, as I said earlier in the email, as these energies keep moving through this next little while, you may have more emotion come up or, you know, memories that trigger emotions. And this would be a great, 20-minute process to find some time to sit in a car or over lunchtime if you're at work and stuff gets activated or, wherever to help you clear that out. And because this next little while is all about clearing out the emotions, right? So I highly recommend that. Let me just do a quick check in the comment section and see what's in it. So Jenny was saying, it almost felt at one time that my heart was being gently massaged or squeezed lightly. Awesome. Awesome. Wendy says, from my heart to your soul, namaste. So she's thanking. Great. Anybody else with comments or questions about tonight's process? You can just type it in the Q&A section, and then I will address it. If not, just a reminder that, as Sifu James was saying, on Saturday, for those that are in the Toronto area, there is a free Qigong energy introduction session at the Monte Carlo Inn. And to find out information about that, simply go to masterpiecelife.com/ Qigong Info, which is spelled Qigong Info. And all the details are there. There will also be in the email for the replay, so you can do that. Please do reserve by emailing Sarah, because that way we get a count on, because, we do have a room and we need to be able to make sure we have enough space for everybody. And also, so part one will be in the morning session from 9:30 till noon, will be a Qigong energy intro. And then in the afternoon from 2 to 4, also open to everyone, is a group healing circle. They're very powerful. By the way, James is talking to Franco, and Franco's going to try to be there for the afternoon to help anchor some of the energy. So it'll be a very, very strong energy healing session. For those of you, I know that because our community is international, people always ask, how can they be part of it? So what I can do is, for those of you that are on the line, if you can please email me as an attachment, please, a photo of yourself, and I will print it and bring it to Saturday and Sunday's session. However, I have to absolutely have it by the latest this Friday, let's say 8 p.m. Eastern, because after that I'll be just too full with too many things to be able to do prints. So if you're listening on the replay or here, or live now, just simply email it to info@masterpiecelife.com, and I will print them out for you. For those of you that are attending live, either our free Qigong intro on Saturday or the Riding the Wave event on Sunday, if you do want to bring pictures of friends and loved ones, then please do so, and we'll include them in the circle when we're doing them. Okay, it's very powerful. We've been doing them more and more of these. And this time we make sure that we have unrestricted time to complete the whole process. So, okay, so comments coming in. Let me just check with everybody. Because I know that James always loves to have feedback from everybody. Hold on. That's a lot of comments. Okay. So as I was selling, I felt and saw a beautiful violet light around me. Does Sifu know what that means? I also felt so much relief. So James?
That color is the 528 love frequency that I put in.
Mm-hmm. So if anybody else was feeling or sensing a violet light, that's the 528 frequency that you're sensing or connecting to. That's awesome, Ava. Good work. Kelly is saying, I had a rather hard time keeping my mind silent, is the question.
Yes.
James?
I don't know why.
Well,
it should be quiet.
So, Kelly, I know sometimes what happens when emotions start being released is that your mind races through other events that are, let's say, it's kind of like, you know, we keep a lid on stuff because we're always so busy trying to be composed. And then when you start to ripple the waters, all the stuff bubbles up. So I'd say that's okay. Usually what I do when that happens to me, how I try to quiet it down, is I just notice the commonality, and then I just command it to merge. And then I release it as it being anxiety or as it being fear or whatever the emotion is happening right there. So, and then, Kelly, maybe try listening to the replay again and see if after doing it a few times, you might find that your mind quiets down more, okay? And you might experience over the next couple of days that recurring a lot as more things are, you know, bubbling up to the surface, okay? So Mariella says, I feel sad but light. Thanks. Great. Okay, cool. Annette's saying, a whole lot of pressure on the heart chakra at various times, lots of feelings of fabulous energy. Most interesting were the waves and waves and waves of green energy coming into my heart chakra. That's awesome. Yes. Any comment on that, James?
No, it should be.
Yeah,
that's
great.
The way it should be. Yeah.
So awesome. Good work. And Belinda's saying, thank you, James. I felt a lot of emotions moving around and then a happiness. I also came out of the meditation with a lot of sneezing, which I thought was funny. Much love and gratitude. So some people release through sneezing. Others release through yawning. Some release through burping. I've seen variations of that for a lot of different people. So maybe, Belinda, for you, that's just a way of your body releasing that pent-up energy. Anything you want to add to that, James?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually have a friend who goes into funny sneezing fits. It's pretty cute. That's good. So Debbie says, thank you both with great love. Memories came up, though no emotion. I felt a wave of warmth and releasing. I've been experiencing great pain in my left shoulder arm. I know this is due to past emotions. I would like to know how tonight's transmission may assist. With love and gratitude, Deb. So she was asking about pain in her left shoulder and arm, which she knows is due to past emotions. You know, Deb, I would say just keep doing this process. There's also, I posted on Facebook and I included, sorry, you know what, I'm losing track. I've had so many things happening right now. But there was also a clearing that Franco did a couple nights ago that I sent out that's also very powerful to release all this pent-up stuff. So do, you know, I would say, do the replay with the releasing, and you should feel the past emotions coming up. Anything you want to add to that, James?
That's on the left shoulder, right?
Yeah, left shoulder, arm.
Yeah.
I know you've worked on Deb a couple times before also.
Yeah, that's correct. It's something that you have buried quite deep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just a note, because Deb brought up shoulder pain, that over this next little while, if you're experiencing odd body pains or aches, same kind of thing, you know, because this next wave of energies really are to assist the cleanup past things. So, you know, as Debbie was saying, that she knows that the shoulder pain is to do with deep buried emotions, you may experience that. So I'd recommend first, if that starts happening, that you first just breathe. I say breathe because when we have pain, we tend to tense. We all do it. You know, call in 528. That should help take the edge off. Use the energy paper that's up there. Those of you that have stickers, use the sticker. It'll kind of help take the edge off so that you can be in a more calm, peaceful state. And then take time to re-listen to this replay, to the energy transmission, and just let those emotions come up, because a lot of people will be having deep buried things come up, which is great. It means that it's time for that stuff to be released. So just know that if you're experiencing odd body pains, that may be the reason why. Or some people have like brain freezes.
Oh, but she doesn't have the pain in now.
Yeah, so Debbie, how's your arm now? How's your shoulder? Because Sifu says that when he connects with you, he doesn't feel the pain in your arm anymore. So I'll come back. I'll wait for Debbie to comment. In the meantime, I'll just go see. Oh, lots more coming in. Hold on. A comment was, yay, I was burping too. Yeah, that's great. That's just releasing. Lucy is saying, hello, what was the most predominant emotion that was released? James?
Huh?
Lucy was asking, what was the most predominant? What was the biggest emotion that was being released?
Don't know. I just released all of them.
Yeah. And she's saying it was very deep. I saw many people come through like friends. It felt like others were coming through to be part of the release. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. Sashi is saying, I don't know what 528 meant, but as soon as I heard it, tears flowed. Breathing became deeper than I've ever known. Thank you. Yeah. So 528, those specific frequencies are what Sifu James has been working a lot right now to assist people to come up to, because at 528 is where DNA resets and where healing stays. And right now, through this next course of energies coming eight, comes our energies coming through, connecting with 528 will be of the utmost assistance in releasing. So that's great. That's great that you were able to release, Sashi. Wonderful. Great. Lucy was saying today the energy was very heavy, but she felt, but she feels better now. That's great. Wilma is saying, I am on the line and pressed. Okay, so she says, I normally feel energy on these sessions, but tonight I was just so peaceful. No heart heating or flowing. Is it possible to look at my energy field and see if there was a clearing done? So that's from Wilma.
What was her name? Wilma?
Wilma. Now, you've worked with her a couple of times before. She's in Ottawa.
What's her question again?
She was saying that she normally feels a lot of energy on these sessions, but tonight she just felt peaceful. There was no energy heating or flowing. So she's asking, is it possible to look at my energy field and see if there was a clearing done?
Yeah, it's all done.
It's good.
That's why
yeah.
You feel so peaceful.
Yeah. So all's good, Wilma, honey. All is good. Okay, and Sandra says, I felt sensations through my body, my legs, hands, a brushing feeling over my heart. I did have memories come up. I had no emotions come up, though. Was I still clearing? Yes. Everybody experiences memories and emotions differently. So that's great. Anything you want to add to that, James?
Can you repeat that? I may have missed something.
So it's from Sandra, and you've worked with her before as well. And she says, I felt sensations through my body, my legs,
mm-hmm.
hands, a brushing feeling over my heart. I did have memories come up. I had no emotions come up, though. Was I still clearing?
Yes.
Yeah. Great. Awesome. Daisy's saying, I felt a tugging in my heart during the transmission. That's great. Tanya's saying, feeling lighter and in slow motion, fell asleep during the transition. Thank you. Yeah, that's great. So Deb, who had the comment about the shoulder pain, she's now answering, it's shifting, discomfort, but shifting, moving to my hand. The pain left, rose, and left during the session at different times and returned after the transmission. Feeling sore at this moment, yet I know all is moving out. Thank you with love. Good. Excellent. Okay. Ayala says, my throat is feeling full. Yeah, that's usually emotion. So if anytime when you redo this process, if you start to feel emotions are blocking, then just, you know, once again, just focus on 5-2-8 and focus on that part of your body that's feeling full or blocked and just command merge. And what you're doing is you're commanding the 5-2-8 frequencies to merge in with whatever is there, and it's sort of, you know, it all blends together. It all becomes one source. And you'll find that it lightens up. So try that, Ayola. And then we take a little bit of time, depending on how much emotion is kept down. Okay. Any other
comments? Let me get back to Wilma.
To Wilma? Okay, hold on. Let me go back to her. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Is she taking some medication for the small intestine? Or maybe she is on some kind of a diet program.
Let me see. Hold on a second. Wilma? Sorry, I wasn't planning. Okay, Wilma, I just found you on the telephone. So let me open your call, your line, and that way then you can speak to Sifu. Okay, one second. Hey, Wilma.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Go ahead, sweetheart. So the question for you was, are you taking medications for your small intestine?
Absolutely not.
You have numbness on your last two fingers, right?
No. Oh, hold on a second. No.
So I mapped to the wrong one. Okay, it's not you. Somebody else. Sorry.
That's interesting, though, because the reason why I was concerned when I was going through the process and receiving the energy, normally I receive a lot of energy flowing, like, and I feel it either in my heart, like warming and spreading, or I feel it going through my head while we're doing it. And tonight I didn't feel any energy movement at all, but earlier today there was very stressful. It was just a very stressful day, so that's why I thought to send the email, because I wasn't sure if maybe because of the stress that was blocking whatever energy I should have been receiving when you were transmitting. So it's interesting that you're mentioning a numbness.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I mapped to the wrong person. I think it's you.
Okay.
Now, when we were doing the 5-2-8.
See, even when you say 5-2-8, now I feel it move through my heart. But during the actual transmission, when I was in my head saying 5-2-8 and 5-2-8, I wasn't feeling anything.
Yeah, you are not linking to the transmission, though.
So I was not what?
You are not linked into the transmission.
But I did everything that Antonia had guided us to do.
Yes, I know. I know. I know. I know. Okay. Just hold on.
Okay.
Okay, how do you feel now?
I'm laughing because when you said hold on and you started to send energy, it was like you slapped me on the back of the head, like just above the nape. It was too funny. It was like all of a sudden you said hold on and then I felt whoop.
So you're okay now?
I'm taking that as a good sign.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thanks,
right,
Antonia.
Thank you. You're welcome, honey. Okay, and then just so Mariella is saying that she's feeling sensations in my root chakra and memories of a past life, and she has pain in the left arm. So we'll just
pain in the left arm.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to get her on the line, James?
Yeah, it's okay. She was on the call.
Yes.
She was, yeah, she was actually linked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because today we were doing the heart.
Yes.
So problem is actually, it's not the heart problem. So wait until the next call. No, next time when we do transmission.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She was also asking in the beginning, and we didn't have time to address it, but it was she wanted to know how to clean the energy where she lives, because she's in Virginia. Because often she sees movements in the shadows, which is entities.
Moving of what?
She often sees moving shadows in her apartment, which are, you know, entities, right? She was asking, she would like to know how to clear the energy where she lives because she often sees moving shadows in her apartment.
Okay. So wait until we finish all, everybody then ask her to call in.
Okay. So Mariella, honey, what James is asking is that once this call is complete, I'll disconnect the lines. And then if you can just call back separately. James and I will stay on the line, and then you call back separately, okay? And basically, it would be the exact same number that was sent out for you to get on the call tonight, and then I'll put you live with Sisu, okay? Good. Okay, so one last comment is from Jenny. She says, it's so true when I place my hands in front of my heart and say 528, the hands feel as if they're moving apart, expanding. A beautiful feeling, Jenny. That's wonderful, Jenny. Good work, honey. Excellent. Okay, everybody. And Scott says, hello, just wanted to say thank you and see you this weekend. Awesome. Yeah, we'll see you this weekend, everybody. Yes, please do. If you're not able to attend this Sunday Riding the Wave event in person, then you can attend via live stream. And all the details are up. You can access that by going to Masterpiece Life, jamesfu.ca, or francodinicola.com. We all have in our right-hand columns, we have a box for the Riding the Wave event. By clicking on that, it will redirect you to the page for all the details, or you can register to either attend in-person live in Toronto or via the live stream. If you require personal assistance, then there's also an area where you can click on that and be directed so that you can be with us. I highly recommend you be there. It will be a great place to be on that day. A great place to be. All right, so with that, any last parting comments you'd like to say, James?
Yeah. Even if you are on the live stream, if possible, send in the photo.
Yes.
So Antonia, okay, we'll print them and we'll put you in that circle.
Yes. Okay, yeah, great reminder. If you are attending via live stream, then please do email me your photo in advance. And because I'll be busy Saturday with Sifu's event up here in Toronto, please email it to me by 8 p.m. Eastern Friday night so that I have time to print everything and bring it to the event, all right? So you can please do that. And just email it to info, I-N-F-O, at masterpiecelife.com. Okay, if you can please do that. It doesn't matter if it's black and white or picture or color, because I'll be printing in black and white anyway. So just print, just attach a photo, and I will. You can just put in the title of the email, photo for a group healing session, and that way I can print them off. All right? Awesome. Other than that, any other comments to finish up tonight, James?
No, that's good night.
That's good. I know. So everybody, I want to send you great love. Namaste. Good night. And we'll all meet together again soon. Thank you for being here. Good night, everybody.
Okay, that person have to call us back.
Yeah, she will call back. Good night, everybody.